Forever Dog.
Ooh, oh my gosh, it's piping. Oh, wow.
Ooh.
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 Oh, I got an extra large mug. I got a venti today. Ugh. You know,
ow.
I'm girl.
Can I have another cup?
Girl, yeah, could I please? And a Zizzix. Wait, what's the thing called? Ziffer?
The envelope for the cup that it goes in?
Yeah.
Is that what it's... Zizzix is that town between Vegas and LA, I thought.
Honey, I'm doing a gig in Zizzix.
Zizzix.
Girl, I'm playing at Tentacles in Zizzix.
Tentacles West. Zizzix.
Oh, Tentacles West. I'm a chain. Okay, welcome back for another steaming piping, scalding, serving up hot goss. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics. And take a deep drive into the dreedrums.
Mm.
So let's get into some hot goss.
Well, we have a new president.
We do. Her name is Stephanie Germanotta. you're talking about the other guy.
Yeah, she's still sitting. She's a legacy position. She'll be there forever.
Very excited. We have a new president, the 46th president. We are recording on the day of the inauguration. And, you know, we were all hoping that it would be a day of, you know, celebration and hope and looking to the future. And as of recording time, that is the case. So we're very glad to see it. Did you happen to catch the national anthem presentation?
I did not catch it yet. I just drove out to Palm Springs and I had some stuff to do, but like I do like that the inauguration is following in the footsteps of Drag Race this season, and they're just doing like a fashion mini challenge up front with all these beautiful looks and wardrobes and things. We had Gaga and Givenchy. I feel like somebody was in that purple Kamala coat. Was I forget who it was? Maybe Jason Wu. I read who it was, but like all the outfits and this Christmas. What is this brooch that Gaga's wearing?
It is a bird of peace, and it is clutching in its beak an olive branch of hope.
Honey, I've caught some peace in my bird. Oh wait.
Bird watching. Who got bird?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought she was fantastic. I thought Jennifer Lopez was also fantastic.
What did J-Lo do waiting for tonight?
Well,
could you imagine?
What did she do? I see this white ensemble, which I love.
Yeah, she's saying God Bless America or From She to Shining She.
But in the middle of it, she's saying, let's get loud.
Let's get loud.
Oh, she remixed?
Girl, you know after that performance, you know Lady Gaga was like, fuck, I should have put something from, I should have said Thousand Doves in there somewhere. God damn it.
Did J-Lo bring her light up children cages or no?
Oh my God. No, it wasn't like that. It was very demure. It was, we're going to stand in front of the presentation and we're going to sing our song and we're going to do our thing. And it was very lovely and very iconic. Every now and then, a Lady Gaga moment happens on this earth that is instantly iconic. Doom, 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 doom. So I had to recreate it. I was on the FaceTime with Nick and he was like, I'm already starting my look. Have you started yours? I was like, oh God. Okay. Yes. I'm starting mine. I'm starting mine too.
You're very creative. You've won the mini challenge. Unfortunately, Michelle Obama also won the mini challenge in this, would you call this a grape or an aubergine suit?
Nobody gives a fuck about that aubergine
grape,
crap.
Shit.
wait, Michelle Obama's look?
Yeah. Turning it. It's like cranberry, grape, aubergine, the giant belt. I'm living.
It's like a Merlot almost.
Almost, yeah. You just want to drink it up.
This is I do want to, I want to drink it up. I want to soak it up. Just absolutely fantastic. Absolutely elegant. My favorite part of my look, though, that I created is my gold microphone with my golden cord, because that's an important detail. This is an Apple TV cord.
I love that golden microphone.
And a can of hairspray.
Can we talk about the shade from Diane Warren?
Why is everybody gotta be shade already? 2 minutes after a new presidente.
She said, I would not want to follow Lady Gaga. Yikes, J-Lo.
Diane Warren tweeted that.
Yes. Live.
Okay. She's a major, you know, a major music industry titan, Diane Warren. But you know what? I think they both did great. They both did themselves. And I thought they both were fantastic. I don't think there's any need for comparison or who, you know, who did this or who did that. I thought both performances were very nice.
I shouldn't compare, but I am looking at Nick's Instagram right now and seeing his resplendent look and seeing your resplendent look. And I don't want to compare, but his is very
accurate.
How about
you contrast?
Do you have a ball gown hoop skirt on?
As long as you don't look all the way down, I kind of do. You see, it's a plastic tablecloth
with your signature red basketball short. I bet
it's
under it.
Drop weight. Yes. So yes. Because my hoop skirt's in the shop. I'm glad I didn't wear that hoop skirt.
Is it by Daniel Roseberry?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
Beautiful.
Daniel Gooseberry.
I was wrong about Kamala's coat. It's Christopher John Rogers. It's not Jason Wu.
So stunning.
So stunning.
And such an iconic day to have a woman of color as our vice president for the first time. It's an iconic moment, and I'm really grateful that everything went smoothly and safely today. An update on live streams. We have a winner to announce. We finally chose a raffle winner. Girl, we like to, you know, when we're those queens at bingo who they like to chat a little bit in between picking the balls and the numbers, and everyone in the crowd is like, could you just pick the
number?
We finally
number.
Picked our raffle winner from Charades, and her name is
Mariella.
Yes.
Mariella, we are working on putting together a gangbuster of a prize package for you. Mm-hmm. We hope you love it. If you don't, there are no returns.
Yes.
It was a gift.
Congratulations, you're number one. Also, in 2020, we are so excited to announce that we raised $100,000 from all of our live stream events. This is major. $100,000 for various causes throughout the whole year.
I'm so jealous
Tina.
You can clap right now. Like, I would just like to give you a big round of applause, Mom and Dipper and everybody who helped and Will. Like, this is like something I decided to come out of 2020 as a better person somehow. And I think this is one of the ways that I've helped check off that goal a little bit for me, like by like making sure I'm more concerned about others than myself and the greater good than just like what's good with me. And I feel like we got to post that really cute picture, too, because otherwise it would just be like, there's another picture. But this picture had writing on it and said all the charities that we helped. And like, it was so cute. So I'm very, very, very happy about that.
Very exciting. And thank you to everyone who came and watched the live streams and for donating. Mm-hmm. Thank you to all of our sisters who came on as guests or contributing, you know, clue readers or whatever. Thank you to Dipper. Thank you to Will. Thank you to the Forever Dog. Thank you, Willem, because I think the first one was your idea, wasn't it?
Yep.
You said.
Yeah, but I was trying to find a way to make fun of Jinx because I knew she can't spell. So I was like, let's do a spelling bee. So really, it's good born of bad. The well is tainted. The Wellum is tainted.
Also, we're going to keep doing them in 2021. There will be more. So
yeah,
stay tuned.
We ain't going to stop. We ain't gonna stop.
We asked a lot of our sisters to join in on it, and some of them were even kind enough to agree and then say, oh, wait, I gotta be in drag. No, I can't do that anymore. So I'd like to thank all of those sisters who did that to us for showing us their true colors, some from exotic locales such as PV.
Oh my God.
But well, you know what? That's not indicting Shangela in particular, because there are way more girls down there than you actually see on the Instagrams. And I'm not naming their names, but it's not just the Vangerella and the SNG and the Holly Loop. There are other girls. If you know them, you can tag them or send them to Gays Over COVID. But I am not alienating any more friends at this point in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so wait a second. This is wild. I saw this. Matthew Camp had an arsonist attack his home while he and his roommate were sleeping.
They have footage of it too.
This is fucking fucked up. The person was wearing a mask and a hazmat suit. There is video footage of it, but it's hard to identify who they are. Matthew did a GoFundMe and exceeded the goal within 24 hours. So they will be able to rebuild. But I mean, I'm glad that they're fucking safe, because that's really the stuff you can replace. But like, that's fucking horrifying to have your fucking house burned down with you inside it.
Yeah, but
what the absolute
fuck? He got that moneymaker outside in time. So he's good. And, you know, people matter, not possessions right now. So I just watched One Night in Miami last night, and they were burning, I guess Malcolm X's house burned down at one point, and I was just like, that's like so scary. You lose everything. But like, his OnlyFans is wonderful. Yes. And so subscribe and check out his everythings and help him rebuild even more, I guess.
And add an ensuite. Exactly. Support queer sex workers. Not only in like hire them on OnlyFans or whatever, but you can also support them by destigmatizing sex workers and recognizing that sex work is work. They need to be protected, and they're doing really fucking important work, if you ask me.
I feel like someone's running for the mayor in New York and they're trying to decriminalize sex work, but that could be totally
false. Sickening.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about this hot track for the Rainbow Spotlight of the week?
Turn me up a little bit. Yes, we have a Rainbow Spotlight, and it's a song called Donald Trump, You're Fired. You're Fired.
Now, this comes from the artist Nick Laughs and Alaska Thunderfuck. It's a new song on YouTube, and you should really go check it out.
Nick is the star of the video. The comedy group that does that, I believe, are called Sour Pickles. Yes, they're called Sour Pickles. And they do like comedy videos, and they ask Nick to be a part of it, and then Nick asked me to be a part of it. So I make a little pop-up. I do a tip spot. Ooh. And speaking of tip spot, we have someone popping in. We have a couple guests today that are popping in to do tip spots. So why don't we take a break and we'll be right back.
Started with the birther craze, lock her up, catchphrase, said he'd get the border wall paid by Mexico. Mocking a disabled man and a dying veteran, need a Twitter photo of, eat a taco bowl.
Like you go person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Anti-vax conspiracy, killing net neutrality.
Find people on both sides.
Stand back, stand by.
Cutting funding for the arts, grab them by the lady parts. 4 years of incompetence, finally it's goodbye.
Donald Trump, you're fired. You are not retired because you're a liar. We're so sick and tired. Please go into hiding because it's time for Biden.
Buildings, brains, crowds, and hands, they're the biggest with this man. If you don't agree with him, it's
alternative facts.
Roy Cohn's protege, crippling the EPA, QAnon 17, angry Democrats. Hiding all his tax returns, letting California burn. First the Muslim travel ban, now you can't serve if you're trans. Flynn, Comey, Manafort, and the darn Mueller report. Victim blames, harassment claims, cases stacking up in court.
Donald Trump, you're fired. We're not retired because you're a liar. We are so sick and tired of the daily drama.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. So we are back, and we want to welcome something we're trying on Hot Goss is we do a little segment called the Tip Spot, where we have a guest or guests pop on for just a quick little to do one quick little number,
little toot toot beep beep.
Exactly. So this is our Tip Spot of the day. Rachel Mason is here. Woo-hoo. Yes.
You may know Rachel from the hit Netflix film, Circus of Books. It's a documentary, and the thumbnail is my sister.
That's me. I'm the thumbnail girl.
And it's currently streaming on Netflix if you haven't seen it. I loved the movie, Rachel. Did your parents like it, too?
I did, too.
Oh, thank you. God, do they like it? Well, my mom, as you know, doesn't like anything. So my favorite thing is, like, there's no pleasing Karen. No matter how giant of a dildo and perfection you may have found, you know, so that's a thing. No, but she found a little tiny dark hole in her heart to enjoy some of what people have told her. But I think mostly she needed her, she's really religious, you know, she's a very religious person. So she needed some, like, it was the final moment of her friend who's super Catholic, like, quoting a line of scripture to her that was like, in John 1.1, Jesus actually, you could interpret it as having been with sex workers. So Karen, everything you've done is actually sanctified in the Bible. So it was the one time my mom had this moment where she was like, I think that now it's okay because Mariette sent me a line in the Bible that approved of it. It was a really funny moment for me. I'm like, wow, you actually needed that. You're Jewish, first off, so that line doesn't apply to you, but okay. It goes to show you, like, it, you know, that was the central conflict of the film, so.
Yeah.
But she loved you.
It's so crazy because when I worked at Circus of Books years and years ago, I just, my tenure there was marked by being terrified of your mom, because she's very intimidating. Like she was the boss and like, we were all terrified. And so I'm glad, like, watching the movie, I was not alone in that. She's a very strong and intimidating person, but you can also tell there's like such a like beating heart going on under there and like such a mom under there. I love the movie. I love it.
Oh, well, you make such a starring appearance in it. And my favorite thing is when it comes up on Netflix and your face is on there. Who knew? I didn't know what Netflix was going to pick for you know, their various thumbnails. It's so great. Did your parents see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
My mom watched it. God. She loves it. I mean, she and I'm so honored to be the thumbnail girl. And sometimes I even wear thumbnails when I decide to wear nails.
This film was great, and it talked about something that's happening all across America, small businesses closing everywhere. Was this something that you that you thought would ever be nominated for an Oscar? It's eligible for Oscar nomination, and it's one of the documentaries that everybody's seen in quarantine. We were all talking about it, and I feel like it could definitely be nominated, and that would be so fucking cool. How do we help you with that with that task? Can we help you?
Well, this right here, you know, I reached out because I was like, you know, I have this team of publicists, and they're like, basically anyone you can get in touch with right now, because voting ends February 5th. And to be honest, like, doc branch voting is a very particular group of doc nerds like me, you know, aside from all the people that love drag queen, there's a certain segment of the population that is in the doc branch of the Academy. And, you know, basically the cool thing is that they're just people who are obsessed with documentaries, and they, you know, a lot of them were actually doc filmmakers themselves, but this whole thing of just sort of like celebrating the film right now is amazing, because that's really all you can do. And it's so helpful. But also I will say, it's like the idea of a film about a porn store in the gay community getting an Oscar nomination, that alone, like, I didn't even know I could finish this film. And even the people I thought would give me financing were like, okay, good luck to you, Rachel. That sounds like an interesting film. You know, like, it was really hard to get it to the first hurdle. And then we got an Emmy nomination. So, you know, and I come out of the art world. I come out of all the weirdos, you know. I most likely would have just been like making music videos for friends. Like you, Big Dipper, I'm such a huge fan. And, you know, this is my world in Alaska. You know, I'm sure our paths would have intersected. But for me to like be in the scene with, you know, true filmmakers, the Ryan Murphys of the world, their support came out in this incredible, like, unbelievable way. I was like blown away that this little tiny gay porn store project that started out as like a very random idea blew up to this level. So I do think it's the Karen Mason's hidden secret gem. And, you know, it's my brother also being so revealing of his story and making me break down in tears in it, that that became, I think, a thing that everyone could relate to. So it turned into a much bigger project than even I could imagine.
Have you seen the Circus of Books location right now, that with Shishi LaRue's redo?
Yeah. Oh my God. I talk to Shishi all the time. Yes. No. And it's so funny. I've become really good friends with Shishi over the last year. And God, Shishi has such a great story about you, Alaska. She's so proud. She's like a proud mommy. I'm like, she's just a big fan. But it's just, yeah, no, totally. And, you know, one of the new projects that I'm working on is a series that details like an unsolved crime that happened in the community in the late 80s, early 90s. And so I've just become close to, it's a really interesting story, like a gay porn star who was murdered and they never sort of put the puzzle pieces together.
Well, girl, Patton Oswalt, his wife figured out the Golden State Killer. So like, I don't put it past documentary filmmakers to figure out the truth when they try to. So break a leg, bitch.
Yes. Oh my God. Anybody who's in the doc branch of the Oscars Academy, please vote for Circus of Books if you want to see a historic, for the first time ever, a film that actually deals with gay porn hit that highest level for filmmaking and be nominated or shortlisted even. And you know what? I will
say, hallelujah.
And it's an amazing experience nonetheless, just to integrate so many different sides of the community and generations. And Alaska, I'm just so thrilled that you were a part of it and have been on this promotional journey too. So thank you.
Honestly, same. So anyone in the know about voting for Oscars, let's get it, because I'm the thumbnail girl. Thank you so much for being with us, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel. Your Instagram is
at Future Clown, and you can follow like information about the movie Circus of Books at Circus of Books on Instagram.
Totally.
Thank you for joining us and doing a tip spot. Give it up for Rachel Mason, everyone. Yeah.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Thanks for joining us. And now we're going to get a little political. This comes in our segment that we like to call...
Let's get political.
We're all done with this segment almost. From the Washington Post. President-elect Joe Biden announced Tuesday that he will nominate Rachel Levine, Pennsylvania's top health official, as his assistant secretary of health. Levine, a pediatrician, would become the first openly transgender federal official to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. We talked about Rachel Levine before on the pod. Major salute to her and all the work she's been doing in Pennsylvania. All the good girls come from PA. We know that.
I know. It's true. Lola's been telling me about Rachel Levine because Lola's always following the news in Pennsylvania. And so she sees Rachel Levine or
Didn't
has
Rachel
been
used to do the Kativo brunch with Lola?
No, not exactly.
Different
I mean,
Rachel.
everyone has worked with Lola, but not Rachel yet. But she's always been telling me about Rachel Levine, and it is major that Rachel is being tapped for this position. So major salute.
We're gonna take a break
on that one.
They just released 1,000 doves.
Well, we'll take a break on that.
Caca! Caca! Caca!
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Oh my goodness. Girls, we have another tip spot today.
Tip spot from Miss Grace Helbig.
Ooh. Yes, to the stage, comedian, author, podcast host, Grace Helbig. How are you doing?
I'm great. Honestly, I feel like I'm breathing correctly for the first time today. How about you guys?
Oh my gosh, I know. I mean, It's definitely a relief that, first of all, the inauguration happened and that it went, you know, smoothly and lovely. It's really, really fierce.
Yeah, it went wonderfully. It was elegant. It was beautiful. It was safe. It was great. Couldn't ask for anything more.
Exactly.
Tamisha, I'm on. The lady said, go home. Donald Trump is out of the building. He is in Florida. He's gone. I'm very happy about that. Now, did you watch the inauguration, right? What was your favorite look from the inauguration? Like, what look would you have worn? Let's talk about the important stuff.
Of course. I mean, it was a great day for jackets, I think, all around, including one of my favorites, Bernie Sanders. I don't know if you saw, Bernie wore the same jacket that he wore to, like, the last inauguration, the thing that memed him into I'm Asking You One More Time. He wore that same jacket. And I couldn't have asked for anything more. But other than that, Michelle Obama looked incredible.
Ooh. Yes. Now, would you call that grape or aubergine? What would you call it? Dazzleberry? What?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was a purple. And then I've seen other photos. It looks like a maroon. I'm not sure. I'm confused. But regardless, it was beautiful. Yeah.
Bernie Sanders also looked good sitting alone in the VIP. I hear he's going to do a feature on the remix of Sitting Alone in the VIP with Doja, Alaska, Candy, and Bernie Sanders. Very excited.
Oh, please.
So iconic, just you, by sitting there.
Do you keep up with Drag Race, Grace? Are you a fan of the drags?
Yeah. I big time. I've been watching very religiously season 13, which has been a slow start, a very elongated start, but I'm very excited about it.
Yeah,
I know. We're all like, you know what? I wish we didn't have to send people home. I wish we could just see people like showcase their talents. And then like 2 weeks go by with no elimination and we're like, we want blood. Yeah. We want someone's dreams to be crushed. We want it. We need it.
It doesn't taste the same without incinerated dreams sprinkled upon the end of the hour. I'm like, oh, what's going to happen next week? You're going to keep girls again? Boo hoo.
Well, that's okay. That's my question for you. What do you think the voting system's going to be this season? I really have no idea. I feel like they've already thrown in so many, like, you know, surprises so that I don't know what it's going to be.
I feel like Florida and Pennsylvania will go for Tamisha Iman. just because she's the solid candidate. And I think people will flip for Simone. I don't know
she's
if she does
get Ohio.
The flips.
She's got to get Ohio, though. She's got to get Ohio.
From Arkansas. She's got that. I kind of like it because it's letting the girls show off like what they can actually do before one gets randomly sent home for wearing an outfit made of trash that they don't like, you know?
Yeah.
Why did you look at me when you said that? How dare you? How dare you?
It's called a trash can, not a trash cannot. You look beautiful, honey. Don't worry.
Thank you.
And I thought that was a sideburn, but that's just your earwig for so you don't get feedback. Oh, why did you? Oh.
Honey, you're going to get sideburned. Okay.
That's some feedback.
We've both been lucky enough to be guests on your podcast, Not Too Deep. And you were honestly one of the first podcasts I've ever listened to. You've been doing this since they invented podcasts, right?
Since they invented podcasts, yeah. I've been, high highs, low lows. It's been very fun, but it's been silly and also just great to like talk to people like you that are huge personalities, but get to know you a little bit deeper, even though it's called Not Too Deep. So thank you both for sharing time with me on there.
Of course.
Of course. Thank you.
And thanks for coming on ours. Do you know how many episodes you've done of Not Too Deep?
Oh, God. I don't know. A few hundred, maybe. Or maybe almost 200. I'm not sure. I'm recording another one after this with Casey Scarbo from Sharknado.
Wow. Oh, cool. You know, we have a Sharknado alum with us from Sharknado 18 herself, Alaska Thunderfuck.
I was in the final Sharknado. I played a sorceress who with Valerie Cherish hair. For some reason.
You were red and wild, weren't you?
I showed up and they said, "This is your wig." And I said, "Oh, it is?" It was this flat red, must have been a child's wig because it was so small. I'm a giant person, and that was my hair for the movie. But I'm happy with my performance. I got to shoot bow and arrows. I got to sword fight. It was fierce.
Amazing. I mean, it looks like those are the activities you do in this outfit currently.
No safety training whatsoever. Yes. No, actually, I'm dressed like Lady Gaga right now, and I actually look like I'm ready to give a medal to Han Solo and Luke Skywalker.
It's very that. What did you make that brooch out of? Leaves and the spoon? I see the spoon.
It's spray-painted flower petal, like fake flower petals, and a spoon for the body of the dove.
Please tell me you didn't ruin your good poinsettia.
I mean, sometimes you have to for democracy. It's worth it.
It was worth it. I was ripping shit apart. I was like, fuck it. No, this flower's done. I need wings for my thousand dove.
You actually sat and spray painted, let the spray paint dry, put the whole look together. This is really incredible.
I did. I even did the cord for the microphone.
Wow.
Because she had a gold-ass cord.
This braided updo is very anti-MAME with the just get a switch.
Do.
Do. the updo of life.
Love it. Love it. Very Hunger Games too. I see very Katniss.
Very that.
I see the deeply I see the influence that. There for sure.
So you're a Drag Race super fan or yes. a fan. Are you a fan?
I'm a fan.
Super fan? Okay.
I wouldn't say super fan. I would say I'm a fan, an emphatic fan. Okay. Yeah.
Do you have any like favorite queens from like the whole series?
From the whole series? Oh, I mean, I love Trixie and Katya. I love you guys.
I've never heard of them.
Oh yeah. Those little known
are they new?
Ladies. Something like that. Yeah.
It's so cute. She supports local girls. I love that.
But this season, I really liked Utica at first because I like little weirdos. Now knowing
deeply,
if she's
yes.
like, you know, she loves Jesus. I'm curious to see how that all goes this season. But I also love Simone very much this season. I think she's truly incredible.
Honey, come out to Foo Bar on a Monday or Mickey's on a Sunday and you'll see her there once this quarantine bullshit's over. She is just lovely in person. She's part of three girls that I call the pretty girls, Rosie Thorne, Gigi Good, and Simone. They're always together. Mm. They're always prettier than everybody else. And I don't take pictures with them because they're young and beautiful.
Sorry, my camera's broken. Sorry, I can't.
Yeah, I just stay in the booth, DJ rules. Booth with DJ Pasta Body. I'm like, no pictures over here, not near the girls.
Well, so I'm curious, who are your top this season so far? If you have them, or if it's too early to tell.
I'd say my tops are Simone. I like Kate. I like Gottmik a lot. I like Olivia. I like I like Rosé. I like Candy Muse.
I have to say Candy Muse.
Who else has been
you're
pretty
just
good?
Listing the entire cast.
I mean, I know like four of those girls and I just think that they're awesome. And I've like Alaska and I have been a fan of Candy since at least 2017 when we were doing a tour. We picked a new girl in each city to replace Courtney with because she was difficult, honestly. And For New York, we were like instantly, we're like, well, what sisters from Drag Race live in New York? And I was like, no, we need to get Candy. And everybody,
she's so
as soon
funny.
As we said, yeah, she's just this presence and you can't take your eyes off of her because you're like, you don't know what she's going to say. She might bite you. She might like elbow you. Like she's a lone bitch. She ain't here to make friends.
Yeah. She's also effortlessly iconic, sort of like Bernie Sanders.
A bit, yeah.
Like they showed like a clip of brief of like next week on Drag Race and people have grabbed it's a fraction of a second that they even show Candy and that image has become like memed and iconic and she's wearing Lady Gaga's John Wayne outfit and people are doing it. She is effortlessly iconic. I really just, I adore her so very much. I love working with her.
Yeah, she's got that ability to like accidentally be memed constantly without trying. And I
love
think
it.
That's so fun. She's so silly. And I love silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you were to have a dream guest on Not Too Deep that you haven't had yet, who would that be, do you think?
Oh, I mean.
Have you asked RuPaul? Has she?
I have not. But perhaps I should.
She might.
In the same vein, Bernie Sanders would be a hilarious and wonderful guest.
Please.
I mean, I could only hope. I don't know if he would know where he is. And then also, obviously, Michelle Obama would be incredible. Like, just so sweet, so wonderful.
Bitch, Becoming, that was everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I need them to make a movie out of that book, and I need Tika Sumpter to play her. And I just need it. I need it.
Everyone does.
Mm-hmm. I want to be a casting director. Cast all my friends in it, too.
There you go.
I'll read for it. I want to thank you so much for coming on and doing a tip spot with us, Grace Helbig.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
The eyeliner is on fleek, BT dubs.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a big day. I wore my best sweatshirt and threw some eyeliner on. So only the best for Biden's America.
You're like, I'm podcasting with drag queens today. I need to put something on.
I gotta look my best. Yeah, I appreciate it.
We can check out your podcast. Your podcast is called Not Too Deep, and we can follow you on Instagram at Grace Helbig on Instagram. Mm.
Yeah. Yes, yes. All correct. Amazing. Please do.
Thank you so much. Bye, give it up for Grace Helbig, everyone. Yeah. She just did a tip spot for us. Someone help her get her tips. Someone pick up her money for her. Could somebody sweep the stage, please?
We're not starting. Don't start that next girl's song. I see denominations on the floor.
We are pooling tips tonight because she did good. She did good. She got a lot of tips. Let's take a break and we'll be right back. Go get a drink. Go have a smoke. Go take a shit.
No, not the club.
And we'll be right back.
Ain't no pooping in the club. Club, club.
Welcome back to Hot Guests. We have 8 more guests lined up for you today. No, you know what? No, this is the thing. We plan on doing a tip spot every now and then on Hot Goss, or like one every episode, but we had to get Rachel in because the voting for fucking the Oscars is coming up soon, so we wanted to squeeze her in. But I love having tip spots, and I love pretending we're at a drag show and we're the hostesses. Mm-hmm.
We are at a drag show. It's online, but it's happening. This is a show of drag.
Go get a drink. Go have a smoke. Go take a big old shit. Drag queens are the most crass. When we're hosting, we are just the most crass, disgusting, beautiful creatures. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we take a moment to go spelunking
deep inside DMs.
Do you want to read this one?
I would love to. This comes from Lesbian. Dear Alaska, Mark, Willem, and Big Daddy Daycare, longtime listener, first time caller from South Africa. I'm 28 and have been terminally straight my whole life. A few months ago, however, I met this girl who frankly changed my world, and now I'm a lesbian, fully, completely. I don't enjoy listening to your detailed drick descriptions anymore. Sad but true. This girl was absolutely gorgeous.
No one does.
And pursued me aggressively. And it worked. We dated for a few months and it was really special until one day she woke up and she said she wanted out. It was completely out of the blue, Kylie. And I was crushed but tried my best to move on. We hooked up a few more times but now haven't spoken in weeks and I've got a new girlfriend. The problem is I still think about her from time to time. Heck, sometimes I see her face in my new girlfriend's face like I'm the protagonist in a rom-com who can't stop thinking about their ex. I don't want this to ruin what I have with this new girl who is so sweet and fun and generally amazing. Is there something to be said for your first gay relationship being harder to move on from? Is that a thing? Because I haven't felt heartbreak like this in years and it's bumming me out. Love you all so much. I look forward to your shows every week, especially during lockdown. Anonymous, because South Africa is small and the gay scene is even smaller. Who was your first gay love and does it still haunt you? Oh, wait, Sharon, never mind.
I've heard, no, she was not my first.
Well, she's haunting.
hauntingly familiar. No, yeah, I mean, I had it really bad for someone. I was, you know, I just started college and he was much older than I was. And like, I was way more into it than he was. And it was very, very, it took years for me to like get the fuck to a place where I could, you know, talk to him and be friends with him and not feel a certain type of way about it. So like, it does take a long time. I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel bad for the girlfriend, you know,
current
girlfriend who is like, who sounds sweet and lovely, but you know, you have feelings for someone else. So I don't know. Is that something that you tell that person? What do you do?
I don't think telling her new lover that this, is a, current problem for her would be a great idea if she wants to stay in that relationship.
Right.
But I'm not giving relationship advice. I'm not the person to talk to about that.
Right. and also, I mean, the one advice I can give is that rom-coms are toxic. So don't watch them.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's listen to this next message from Jack. Hi, Aslaska, Wilhelmina Slater. Big Daddy Drain My Dripping Balls Dipperina, and any and all distinguished guests. We do have several guests. My name is Jack, and I'm a huge friend of the pod. I listen every week, and it gives me lifey. I came across this TikTok attached below, and I thought the dolls would enjoy. It's all of the classic drag queen dance moves in one, including karate arms, windmills, kickball change, pointer sister, and check my wig. No parking barks here. I thought it would be a fun addition to the award-winning but unverified Race Chaser Pod Instagram. Attached are some pictures of my dick for your review. Special shout out to the fellow 5'6" boys with big dicks. Sometimes it's the shortest guys who have the yummiest cocks. Love you all so much, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Now, do we watch the TikTok first or do we look at the dick first?
I mean, I feel like we've all seen this TikTok already. I was definitely emulating it yesterday when I was doing my Kimora Hall illusion, which is available on the Patreon probably whenever. First it starts out with some karate arms, and then it goes to windmills, and then I think it's a step touch pivot, and then it's a double take. They also have they have a pot de beret, step ball change. They have quite a few moves that we've seen all the dolls do.
I really want to watch it, but first, I feel distracted by these dick pics.
Oh yeah.
Okay. First of all, the sunlight. It is like a fucking
sundial. It's a sun dickle.
It's like a fucking Edward Gross painting. It is the composition of the fucking light hitting the dick and then the shadow cascading across his upper thigh. Mm-hmm. It's like a painting. The composition is magnificent.
The ball skin is beautiful, and the balls are huge. I know that elephant skins have deep wrinkles so they can stay cool on their own because they don't sweat. I think this man's balls may have the same properties because they're huge.
Yes.
You
see the striations.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like that they put forth all of that semen that is dripping from nipple down to pube area.
Yeah. In the second photo, there is a prodigious cum shot.
Baby made a mess.
Yes.
Turn on the hot and warm sign at Krispy Kreme because it's dripping.
Right. I love the apartment design. From what I can see, it looks very minimalist with hardwood floors, a sort of light blue wall, a full-length mirror, really all you need.
Gorge.
And then in the final picture, it's the dick from above.
Oh.
I saw one dick from above. Now, he's 5'6". Are you one of those girls who's like, if he's not over a certain height, I just can't do it? Are you one of those girls?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'll just get on my knees.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm good. I do like to climb a man, though. And
Yeah.
I do definitely prefer taller guys, for sure.
But variety is the spice of life. Uh-huh. So if you've never dated a short man, give it a chance. thank you for writing, Jack. Wait, I want to watch the TikTok. Can I watch the TikTok?
Really
I haven't
good.
Seen this.
It's sickening.
We've seen the dick doc. Now we need to see the TikTok.
Oh,
brought to
and
you karate arms, windmills, donkey kick, spin and
hair
flip,
flip kickball change, kickball change, lean. Oh, the
tap,
tap,
tap, squeeze. The pointer sisters, the gyration.
Ooh,
the
mix it up, also known as the stirred up. Hip check.
The hip check.
Check out my wig. Ooh, and she does Shumma da Girl fingers in a second, but she calls them magic fingers. And then she does the which way we going, and she pumps it out. The funniest thing that I saw is my friend from Scarlet in Hawaii, Water Malonia or Water, she did this same Alex Newell song, and she was actually doing the choreo for the first like two or three numbers, exactly like this gentleman did on TikTok. And you know, drag is drag. Drag is wonderful.
There is a reason why they're called the greatest hits is because they're great and they're hits. So yes.
I need you to study this. These are the moves. And that is, what is her name? And that is Esther. What is her name in 2-1-4? That is Miss Anne Baxter, and these are the moves.
These are the moves.
It just took me one moment to get it, but I got it.
You got it. God, okay, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. Do you want to read the final letter from Danny?
Sure. It says, how's it pumping, DBP, DBT, Dipper Belly, Thunderfuck? We are a family, and that's what we're going to stay. Now, I got important business out there today, but I want to learn how to, you junkie whores, clean your bussy in Iceland. He lives in Florida, actually. So I can make it look good when I shake my ass proper. I ain't running a chicken coop for after a decade of experience. I first use lukewarm douches, followed by immediate release until clear before the smell test in the shower, which, to be honest, makes my ass finger looking good. However, there are times when a small amount of residual water won't move it, leading to murky waters while I'm on the business of running hose. At worst, Miss Murky cuts my fucking throat and doesn't want to be clear after several rinses. My ass belongs to me, and I want to tell Murky what I can and can't do with it. You hear? And Raquel, take that fucking jacket off. With thoughts of love, here's a few pics and a vid of my drick and bussy. Danny. Oh, she's got that mouse with no wire. And I'm not talking about his dick. I'm talking about his electronics.
Oh, yeah, the wireless mouse.
Does he
want to
know how to
that.
Clean his ass He'll, better?
Wait, wait, wait. He also has an animal cage in the background. So... I think that might be a large exotic bird in there. Is that?
It could
There's
be
a macaw
gecko or
chameleon. In the cage. It's a macaw. I see the macaw.
Macaw she did.
Or maybe I'm literally making that. Maybe I'm hallucinating. I thought I saw a macaw. Never mind.
Just stare at something
I
dark.
Thought I saw-
if you stare at something dark for 1 second, your vision will refocus. Try Danny's hole.
There is a ghost of a macaw in that fucking cage. I swear to God.
The little red dot of the bird with the green. I see it too.
No, to the left of it, I see the blue and the yellow, and it looks like a long bird perched on the pole.
I mean, it's an above average bird.
It's a well, yes, Danny is asking for advice about douching while using the sort of setup of Truck Turner and... So do you have any tips?
Yeah, I have a lot. It's actually in a section of my book that I'm writing now for my second one, for my second novella.
Lit.
My first tip, comes from Courtney. It was fiber. Having pure, using some sort of fiber supplement really helps to like get you good and cleaned out. And, Courtney has famously, shared with us that she likes to take no wipers. Where she can just shit and then just get up and go about her business with a no wiper. Sometimes she'll use a courtesy square of toilet paper, but you know how eco-friendly her asshole is. She's vegan too.
Yeah.
Also, keeping vegan, keep that ass pussy clean, like Maritza used to say.
My name is Bimini Bombulash and I'm a fucking vegan.
I have a few more
fiber
tips.
Is essential.
Yeah,
take Metamucil. Pretend you're one of the Golden Girls and just take Metamucil. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm gonna name my first child Metamucil, and my second child Juvederm. Thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss.
Special
and
thanks.
Thank you.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. A very special thanks to all of our many, many guests, Rachel Mason and Grace Helbig.
If you want to send
us... They did a good job. Give it up for them.
Give it up for the girls. One more time. Come out for curtain call. You can wear the same thing. Good
job,
girls.
Now, we will be allowing them to pool their tips, and they will be split amongst them. We will not be paying the girls, because when you do a tip spot, it is just for tips.
Oh, fuck. We didn't do birthdays. Oh, God.
We
did it this week. It's fine.
Could I just sing happy birthday for my second number?
Happy birthday to you. If you have any questions for us about our new format or our outfits or looks, you can send your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And we have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. Just search using the hashtag racechaser and you can watch the videos a la carte.
And we're going to continue.
We have good stuff on there.
Yeah, we're going to continue to release some of the good stuff from 2019 on YouTube for free now. So make sure you're subscribed to my channel and Alaska's channel. And if you hit the bell on both channels, you find out when we put up new stuff, which might actually be old stuff, which you didn't see. So it's new to you. You're welcome.
Yeah. Let's get Willem to 1 million subscribers. This is the goal. I like monetary goals.
I don't
think
it's going to happen because I'm kind of like shadow banned from children, I think. So that's why my channel stopped going up in numbers how it used to. But it would be helpful.
That's why word of mouth. It's why word of mouth is important.
Honey, I'm the word of mouth girl.
She is. I bet you do a lot of things with your mouth. You can follow us on Instagram at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, and at Mom Podcasts.
That link on Instagram, Race Chaser Pod, also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Right. Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy, and we will be back next week with more.
Pouring, steaming, scalding,
boiling, hot gas. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.